The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, my question is, I just wanted to know if I should let this go. My daughter's been in community theater. They have one play a year, and for the last 2 weeks, she had 9 performances and had practice 3 days a week. She's 10 and a half years old in fifth grade, and she felt a little behind in her studies. She had a couple tests, and after all the performances one weekend, she was to have a test on Monday in language arts. She has 2 teachers in that class. And she was petrified because she knew she wasn't going to do well because she really didn't have enough time to study. So I said, well, I'll write the teacher an email and see maybe if we can delay the test. You know, so I wrote the teacher an email thinking that maybe it was going to be okay. I sent her to school, and I get a phone call in the afternoon that says my daughter cheated on the test and that she is getting a 0.
How did she cheat? What did she do?
Well, I went ballistic. That's what I said. I went to the school, and I wanted to find out. I wanted a meeting right away to know what she did.
Why would you go ballistic?
Well, because I just didn't believe it, for one thing. But she...
The scenario, I mean, look, I think none of us like to think of our kids as cheating, but your kid went to school ill-prepared, knew she was ill-prepared, thought she was going to get out of it, went and had to take the test. My guess is she probably did. It doesn't make her the Antichrist, but why would you be surprised?
She actually did, because she didn't know one part of the test, which was the colors of the flag. So she wrote the 3 beginning letters on her hand before the test.
Well, that's cheating.
Yeah, before the test. And she went up to the teacher, and she was asking her what the colors of the flag were to make sure that she had the right letters on her hand. Yeah, I know she cheated and everything.
But Maria, you just said you went ballistic and she didn't cheat. And she clearly did.
But what I'm saying is, this is a 10-and-a-half-year-old in fifth grade, and although her intention was to cheat, they hadn't taken the test yet.
Maria, she got caught. She was going to cheat.
Yeah, but can I explain something to you real quick? She went up to the teacher, and she was asking her what the colors of the flag were. She was looking at her hand and to make sure she had the right letters. So the teacher said, well, you can't have that on your hand. That's cheating. So she made her wash it off, and then she wouldn't let her take the test. Is that not right? And she got
Maria,
a 0.
Yeah, she was cheating. Maria, listen, take a deep breath. I know it's your kid. I love your kid, too. But sort of defending your kid when she was cheating, she's just not very good at cheating, which, thank goodness, because she won't cheat again. She won't do it again. But the teacher was completely right. Your kid just... You know, she just got caught, and she'll now learn that you're much better off. I mean, if she'd gotten away with it, she might be tempted to do it again. She's not going to be tempted to do it again. The teacher was right.
Okay.
Your kid was wrong, but it's not the end of the world, and she learned a very painful lesson. And so what she needs to do is go to the teacher, not you, honey. She needs to go to the teacher and say, it was a stupid thing to do. I apologize. I got panicky. Okay. So what's the question?
Well, I am concerned because of the way it was handled. I went into school. She was in a dark room. She was on the floor crying. They were sitting at a table waiting for me. And I know she was devastated. And
that's okay. Maria, that's okay. That's what you want to have happen. What you don't want is your kid to say, well, I don't care. Or, you know, you want your kid to realize that she did something wrong. She got caught. She got busted. She feels lousy about it. It's okay. It shouldn't be a scar on her conscience, although she'll probably have nightmares about it till she's 50, because all of us do. I shoplifted once, got busted. Would I ever shoplift again? Hell no. It's really embarrassing.
Okay, but there's a second issue that I'm concerned about.
What's the second issue?
There, at the end of this language class, there's going to be a party. And she said whoever doesn't behave doesn't get to come to the party. So I'm concerned that she's not going to let her come.
Let your daughter work it out with the teacher. Maria, how many kids do you have?
One.
Maria, understand that there are hard lessons to be learned in this life. One of them is we don't cheat. That kids who get away with cheating sooner or later get caught, but they get caught by the IRS and they're 45 and they go to prison. Your kid learned at 10, she's not very good at cheating. She will never cheat again. It's okay. She may even not get invited to the party. That's okay, too. Hopefully the teacher may or may not relent on that. But your child has learned a really important lesson. And it's much more important that she learn that she's not very good at cheating, and there are huge consequences to cheating, and it's not worth it, than if she passed the test. Your daughter's okay. She's a smart kid. She works very hard. But she'll be okay. You don't want to go to the school and say she shouldn't have been punished, or she didn't cheat, or she should go to the party because she did cheat. And you let the school deal with her, and what you can say to your daughter is, I love you dearly. If it were up to me, I would go and smack your teacher around because I don't like this. But realistically, you've learned a really important lesson. You'd never do this again, right? And she's going to say, right, Mommy. You're going to give her a hug, and you're going to say, all right, let's figure out a special project that you can sort of put together to go into the teacher to sort of say, look, I know I made a mistake here, and I apologize, and I'd really like to make it up, and figure out something she can do. So she learns something from this. She learns to do something positive, and she may or may not get invited to the party. There will, I guarantee you, be other parties in your daughter's life.
All right.
But don't take the position that somehow the school is wrong, because they were not. Your daughter just got caught. And thank goodness, we don't really want our 10-year-olds to be so sneaky and so experienced in cheating that they get away with it. All of this is all okay, and you can give your daughter a hug and tell you love her. And you can, by your attitude, you can say, you know, I know this feels really awful, and you now learn not to cheat. But sort of suggesting school's wrong is inappropriate. The school wasn't wrong. She was cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So give her a hug, give her a kiss, help her to figure out how to make this better, and to apologize to the teacher, and everything will be okay. I mean, you know, she'll be affected by it, but we do want to be affected by consequence. That's what a conscience is.
All right. Okay, is it all right if she is saying that she hates the teacher?
Well, but, I mean, she could say she hates the teacher, but the teacher didn't do anything wrong, and I would point that out. You could say, Maria, what I would do if I were you, I would say, you know what, for a minute I hated the teacher too, and I wanted to go hit the teacher, but it occurred to me the teacher was just doing her job. That if you'd studied for that test and you'd done really well on that test and somebody beside you had cheated and gotten a better grade and the teacher knew about it and let it happen, you would really think the teacher was not being fair. So the teacher was actually being fair. And explain it to her. I mean, Maria, you get to be the voice of reason. I know you love your kid, but when our kids mess up, they mess up. It's not the end of the world. We just have to help them understand that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And that's really parenting, isn't it? It's sort of understanding that we are the advocate for our kid, but helping our child to see the world in a reasonable fashion, which is kind of really what we're talking about today when we're talking about discrimination. You don't want to discriminate against, you don't want to discriminate for or against your kid, right? You don't want to be, you know, if you talk to the coach's kid, he or she will say, well, you know, my mom or my dad is much harder on me than anybody else. Well, that's discrimination. You know, expecting more, especially if you're the coach. And the coach, you have to be even-handed, presumably. As a parent, what we need to do is understand that and have our children understand that we love them dearly, but that doesn't mean that we're blind to their faults. And part of not being blind to their faults is helping them to negotiate the world, whether they're right or they're wrong. Because that's good parenting. That's going to make them more successful, happier, saner, more popular, more successful individuals. Saying, my kid right or wrong, I mean, and presumably most of us feel that way, but that's our emotional self. We need to turn our other lobe. So instead of turning our other cheek, we turn our other lobe that says, okay, I love my kid more than life itself. They're my favorite person. I will die for them. But I also need to help them understand that the world is not necessarily going to feel exactly the same way from them, that there is a criteria that is right and wrong, and I need to help them understand that. So that'll be our new motto around here, suitable for T-shirts, which is turn the other lobe. Do you like that, Mammy? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-3-7569. Okay, so I've decided that now that we've cleansed the world from discrimination, because people are going to examine their expectations and back off and be much gentler to one another, that we should go back to a real basis for discrimination, which is irritating behavior. See, I think it's perfectly okay. Well, thank you. I think it's perfectly okay to sort of decide you don't like somebody because they crack their knuckles. I just don't think it's okay to dislike somebody because they crack their knuckles and their skin is brown or yellow or polka dot.
Right.
You know, that cracking your knuckles, I think, is because it's irritating. I think it's okay to dislike somebody because they have terrible breath, although you may want to get them some mouthwash. But, you know, stuff over which they have some control is a legitimate basis for saying, I don't want to play. Stuff over which they have no control, you don't have to play, but you can't dislike them for it. You just don't want to play. All right, so let's go back to so behavior that people have some control over, like chewing with their mouth open. Okay, let's go.
Rosalind has a couple things. First, she says litter. And then another thing she says is when someone in my office puts a patient on hold and they leave them on hold and it rings back, and it rings back.
Right.
Just pick up the phone and say, I am sorry to put you on hold for so long. Would you like to continue to hold or I can call you back?
That would be good.
And also she adds, passing gas out loud.
Oh, wow. Well, or how about even passing gas? The subway yesterday, I swear to you, and it's one of those things that everybody's going, oh, my God, and it never stopped. And nobody was sure exactly who did it. I mean, it was...
So it was like constant?
Yeah, it was like we were being gassed, yeah. And it was, I mean, look, every once in a while, somebody
so
can...
gross.
Yeah, and everybody is kind of trying to decide. One woman is sort of pulling her T-shirt out and trying to breathe into her own body. I mean, it was brutal.
That's always kind of like... The worst part about it is when it gets to that point where you have to kind of take your shirt and lift it up over your nose just because you can't...
Well, and everybody's kind of wrinkling their nose, and everybody's eyes are watering, and everybody's sort of trying to figure out who the culprit is.
Oh, that's awful.
And it was serious, and went on for a long time, and was kind of continual, because, you know, your nose basically equilibrates to bad smells in about 30 seconds.
And this was on the subway?
This was continual. And it was on an express train, so we were all packed in there, and this person just kept... sort of sharing with us. It was serious.
It was
not okay.
Let's go to Bonnie. Bonnie says, a mosquito buzzing around my head and waking me at night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then she goes on to say, it's worse when it stops because I know it's eating me.
Well, or coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. That is... We need to sort this out before long, because it was such a wet spring and a wet winter that there's going to be serious mosquitoes. Except in California. Maybe we should all move to California. Did you see they're doing mandatory water rationing? They did that in New York a bunch of years ago. I'm trying to remember exactly when, but I just remember Koch was mayor, because as far as I'm concerned, he will always be remembered not only for saying, how am I doing, but for saying, if it's yellow, it's mellow. If it's brown, flush it down during the drought. Which, of course, is a perfectly legitimate thing. But yeah. It was just only Koch could probably get away with it.
Yeah, wow.
It was pretty cool.
Going back to Bonnie's mosquito comment, it reminded me of one that kind of bothers me, is when you have a fly that's in the room and it's flying out the window and it keeps, like, bumping into the window because it's trying to get out.
Yeah.
And you hear that, you know, you kind of hear that buzzing, and then it...
Yeah.
And it just...
Yeah, but at least, you know, that's irritating.
Yeah.
But at least you know that, first of all, it's either going to get out or it's going to die trying, but it's not going to do anything to you. The mosquito is going... See, you clearly are not one of those people that mosquitoes adore. With me, it's they put out little signs that saying all you can eat brunch, you know, buffet, Joy's here.
Let me tell you, I went on a vacation... down to Mississippi. We had a family reunion down there last summer, and my uncle lives in Mississippi, maybe about an hour 10 south of Memphis, and it's right in the delta of Mississippi, where it's kind of a few miles away from the river, and so it's really muggy and really humid down there in the summer. And my uncle owns like 10 to 15 acres of land, so we had a reunion like basically in his yard.
Oh, dear.
He's got this big house because he's been retired for a number of years. And at night, we got down there at night just to do kind of a little meet and greet with the rest of the family and everything.
Right.
And the mosquitoes were everywhere. I mean, they, yeah. it was like,
does he get
it was like locusts.
Yeah, yeah.
It was terrifying. But they, you know, it's funny because all my relatives, all my cousins and uncles and stuff down there, they all, you know, it's just another day for them. Like they, you know.
Do they get bit?
I think they usually put on a lot of like bug spray and yeah. and stuff.
Well, see, I get invited to parties just because people want to sit next to me because they know the mosquitoes will get me. You know, that I keep the mosquitoes off of everybody else.
Well, there's seven people there. Let's get her. Let's get
yeah,
Joy.
Yeah. It's all you can eat buffet. Here she is. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
And apparently, because I've read, you know, it's supposedly light skinned people, and light eyes. And I'm not sure why eyes would do it. And supposedly, women more than men. And I read that the explanation for that is that we have higher standing heart rates.
Hmm.
So you breathe slightly more. I mean, and perfume. So I try really hard not to wear. And I'll put bug spray all over me, and they still sort of go delish. Plus, bug spray is terrible. I mean, the stuff that you have to use.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not good for you. And if it's toxic to mosquitoes, it's probably toxic to you too. So. Yeah. Not happy.
Nice segue on the breathing, by the way, because the next comment, Dawn, she says, someone heavily, heavily breathing. Not from running, just normal breathing, but overly loud. It disgusts me.
Yeah, but quite often they're not doing it on purpose, and they may have asthma or, you know. I think the is worse than the, you know. I actually carry Kleenexes around, and I've actually handed people a Kleenex just silently I used to actually carry extra handkerchiefs around. Folks, this has nothing to do with anything, except it just occurs to me. Guys, one of the things to do if you want to really impress women, and of course you do, is go to, they have them quite often at street fairs where you can buy a whole lot of linen handkerchiefs for like nothing. Because nobody uses them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they still exist. You know, the same place you can buy like a whole bunch of tube socks for like $5. You can buy at the same place quite often. You can buy handkerchiefs, or just keep an eye out for them. And a clean handkerchief, as opposed to a Kleenex, isn't bad. But offering a woman, you know, like when she's at a movie and she's crying because it's so emotional, handing her a clean linen handkerchief and say, it's okay, you can keep it. So many brownie points. So just keep that in mind, guys. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found BuySellMakeOffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. You guys have been a little bit shy today with me. All right, we have, we've got some time for you to give me a holler. Just don't wait till the last 3 minutes of the program. 855-99-37569. All right, so we put up. As you know, you can call me. You can send me an email. You can send me a question on Facebook. And what we put up from time to time, and I think we put it up and you respond to it, and then we kind of put it up again just because we've gotten so many cool suggestions about it, is you getting to be a program director, you getting to say, look, would you talk about this particular subject? And we do that. So we have one of those today, right?
Yes, we do. We've got one from Marquita. Marquita says, Dr. Joy, what are the general rules of thumb for dating as a single parent?
Okay, good question. First of all, presumably if you're a single parent, one of two things is true. Either your child has time with the other parent, And that's a great time to date, because you don't have to worry about explanations. You don't have to worry about curfews. So, you don't necessarily need to explain to the other parent what you're doing, because then there's, you're asking for some acting out of saying, look, could you take Jimmy on Saturday because I have a date? And if that person is not quite over you or bears a little bit of resentment, then they may say yes and then cancel at the last minute. So you don't necessarily, I mean, that's the nice thing about being divorced for a while, because if you're not divorced and it's not been a while, you shouldn't be dating. That was my little subtle little word from our sponsor here. That just, if the two of you have arranged a time, for example, that you have the child every other weekend or Monday through Thursday or whatever, number one. So see if you could arrange your dating around when your child is, or your children are with the other parent, number one. Number two, the dates don't always have to be on Friday or Saturday night or on the weekends. And it's actually kind of fun when you're first dating somebody to actually have breakfast on a Thursday, or to catch an early, don't go to a movie if you're just starting to date somebody, you want to spend more time with them, to go and catch an early bird special and then go take a walk in the park on Wednesday afternoon or whatever. Because if you're getting the general idea here that you don't introduce your kids to your dates, you're absolutely right. Kids don't get dating. They get attached. And one of two things happens. Either the kid views your date as a threat, at which point they're going to be awful. They're going to do some acting out, and you're going to feel like you're caught in the middle, and the kid's going to become needy all of a sudden. So you shouldn't introduce your kids to the date until you're certain that they're really going to be around for a while. And when I say around for a while, I mean more than a couple of months of dating. And then I'm not much in favor of having kind of family get-togethers where he brings his kids and you bring your kids. And I know that there's a certain amount of efficiency involved in that, but you're really asking for some trouble because, it doesn't make any difference how many kids you're talking about. Kids get attached, and by definition, both sets of kids have already gone through a disruption. If he has kids and you have kids, and you don't want them to get attached and then either decide that this is the person that they love and therefore you have to commit to them when you're not really ready to commit to them, or that they decide that they don't like them, or that you're getting committed to them and they don't really want a replacement for the other parent, or they think the other parent will come back. It just gets much too complicated. As you know, I'm not the least bit in favor of sleepovers when kids are around. If they're young enough, it just gets too complicated, and if they're adolescents, they shouldn't have to deal with your sexuality at the same time they're dealing with their sexuality. And if it occurring to you that dating as a single parent is a pain in the neck, I would not disagree. Which doesn't mean that you should give it up for Lent. It just means that it requires a great deal more planning and thought than it did when you were dating as a single person or as without a child. Because you really want that, you have to look, if you're just looking for somebody to play with, which is perfectly okay, I have no objection to that, but you don't want your kid involved in that. Because what happens if your kid gets attached and you decide to move on to another person? That's another trauma for your kid, so you don't want that. If this is a person that you think might really have some potential, wait until the potential is really there. I don't think the first time a kid should meet your significant other is at the wedding, but I do think that there needs to be some statement that says this is a person that I'm really interested in. I don't think kids get veto powers, because if you give it to them, they will quite often use them for no particular reason. Your kid at some point is gonna leave you and go off and run their own life, which is perfectly appropriate. You're not going to get much of a veto over who they're going to go with, and they don't necessarily get much of a veto over who you're going to go with. You can see that single parenting is complicated, and step-parenting gets even more complicated. So make sure that this is a person that is worth the trouble as far as you're concerned. And if not, go out in groups. For groups, there are a lot of parents without partners that do group activities where you can bring your kids and everybody's single. And I think those are perfectly legitimate kinds of things to fill in the gap for some of the social needs of people who want to be around other adults and are really not in the market to date for any one of a number of reasons, or their kids aren't just really prepared for the dating experience yet, because you really want to protect your kids from that sort of revolving door that sometimes is part of dating. And it's okay for you, and you know how hard it is for you. I mean, meeting somebody new is kind of fun and exciting. Either being dumped or dumping isn't exciting at all. It's messy and unpleasant, and you don't want your kids to have to go through that prematurely. Okay, so you have to be pretty interested in somebody. You have to be pretty motivated. And I'm not suggesting you put yourself on house arrest, but that's why things like meeting parents without partners, the PTA, meetups, things like that, where you're really being involved in group activities, church issues, church and religious circumstances where they have parents without partners. So it takes care of your need to be around other adults, but not necessarily paired off like Noah's Ark, because your kids are going to have some issues with that are going to be beyond whatever your issues are. All right, so have we covered that completely enough? That's a lot. I know. It's not very reassuring, but I think that the dating is a peculiarly American phenomenon. You know, most of the world has arranged marriages, and they certainly have chaperones. With Americans, you know, we sort of invented the notion of, oh, well, and I think maybe part of it is the car, that you sort of go off with somebody on your own and sort of see how that works out. And sometimes it works out very well. And much of the world has sort of adopted the American model, but not with as much relish, as because I think we really did invent it. As I said, you know, I wrote Dating for Dummies, and in parts of the world it's considered soft porn because it's just not what people do there. And it because if you think about it, dating in American style is really based on the notion of sexuality, that you're looking to be with somebody to be sexual eventually and presumably to mate with them. And I think the original idea was probably to have enough information to actually marry them. And I'm not suggesting that dating is all about premarital sex, because I don't think that's what it was invented to be, and I don't think that's what it is, and not necessarily what it should be. But it is the dating American style is really much more sexually based than it is in and has been historically in much of the world, because, as I said, for much of the world, marriages were arranged, and they arranged on the basis not of sexuality, because quite often the bride and the groom didn't even know each other, and sometimes their marriages are arranged at birth, but they were socio-political financial institutions that united families and provided for taking care of children and making sure that legacies were inherited and things of that sort. That's not how we sort of do it in America, and haven't done it in America that way for at least the last, you know, probably close to 100 years, not quite that long, probably in the roaring 20s, I guess, is the place that really those social conventions really began to wither and die on the vine. And one of the reasons the rest of the world sort of views us as somewhat godless is exactly that phenomenon of young men and women going off by unsupervised with each other, and sometimes being sexual, but at least existing in a kind of a sexual bubble where there was no supervision and no chaperone and fairly unlimited access to freedom, and especially once birth control became an issue. I mean, so you can see why the rest of the world sort of looks askance at us to a certain extent. And I mean, when you look at the statistic that says one out of every four births in this country to a woman under the age of 19 is to an unmarried woman, an issue. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-375-6-9. Alright, so let's finish up with our ear. One of my favorite topics ever is irritating behavior.
Bruce says, unsolicited advice and stating the obvious.
Yeah, unsolicited advice you have to be careful about. You know, trust me, I'm the queen of understanding that. I was standing in line. I've been doing a fair amount of Tribeca, which is really irritating because you have to stand in line, and I never have to stand in line, and it drives me a little nuts. But so there was these two women right standing in front of me. It was a nice day, which is the only reason I wasn't crankier than I was. And she's talking about the fact that someone had given her a necklace, and she didn't really like it. And so the question was what to do about it, and she had, the same person had given her something, had given her daughter a scarf, and her daughter didn't like it, so she gave it to the mom, and the mom wore it around this person. And so she was saying, well, she decided what she was going to say to this person is, look, thank you very much, but I really don't like it. Is it all right if I take it back? And it took all my self-control to say, no, you're not going to do that. You know, that you can put it aside. And what you can suggest for next time is, gee, you know, you have such wonderful taste. Could we go shopping together? To buy things, and that way we, you know, it's really fun. Because if somebody continually buys you things that are lovely, but not exactly what you want, then the obvious thing to do is say, oh, look, it would be such fun to go shopping together. We can pick out something for each of us together. And that works really well. And her friend was saying, oh, well, why don't you just, what was her friend saying? Just exchange it for what you want or something like that. And I'm thinking, no, this isn't the way to do this. But you would have been really proud of me. I didn't say anything. And so at one point, then they were talking about a movie and who was in the movie. And her husband was right and she was wrong. And again, it took all my self-control not to say anything. Because, you know, and at some point, they were having this argument about it. And I whispered in her ear, he's right. And, you know, because at that moment, they were going to get in an argument. And I knew he was right. And the other one said, oh, my God, you're Dr. Joy Brown, aren't you? Which, so I was really glad that I had not offered any suggestions. But unsolicited advice, even if people think, oh, wow, she really has. When you offer people, they think your advice to everybody but them is great. And to them, it's awful because you didn't tell them what they wanted to hear. So I agree. Unsolicited advice, be very careful. All right, keep going.
Lisa says something that's already kind of been mentioned before. She says mouth breathing. I think Dawn had mentioned that as well.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, when people need to blow their nose, there's something they can do about it. I feel a little bit more, you know, with people who just can't breathe. You know, it's, I mean, look, it is a little irritating, but it's not nearly, I mean, there's nothing they can do about it. So, all right, keep going.
Tabby says, people who scrape the last little bit off a plate with their fork. I mean, good God, go get seconds.
Well, I don't know. See, the sound of it, the sound of like when people cut their meat or something on a plate, sometimes drives me nuts. But eating the last little bit, you know, I grew up in that kind of family household that said, waste not, want not. So I think part of that is just plain upbringing that, you know, their children starving in Bulgaria. Okay, let's send them these mashed potatoes.
Shannon is next, and Shannon says, well.
You're having to clean this up?
Yeah, I'll clean it up. It's not overly vulgar, but I'll clean it up. Basically, she's saying,
we can hardly wait to hear what this is. Okay, go ahead.
Basically, she's talking about tailgating when you're on the freeway and somebody's right behind you.
Well, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay, and so what did she say? But you can't tell us what she said.
I can't. It's gray area. I won't.
All right, fair enough. So she says, don't tailgate.
Yeah.
It's really irritating, and it's very dangerous. Okay. Was the A word mentioned?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Just wanted to stay on the safe side.
Okay.
Pearl has a couple. She says, planes flying overhead, and she says, I work at the airport. She also says, belch.
Wait a minute. Planes flying overhead bothers her, and she works at the airport?
Yeah. And she also says, belching. And snoring.
She needs to get a new job.
Yeah, she also says snoring. And she also says ringtones in a movie theater, church, or doctor's offices.
Or how about a theater? Yeah.
Already.
Yeah, exactly. I absolutely agree with you with that.
Yeah.
Or people who check their cell phone in the middle of a movie or something.
Yeah.
Or text in the middle of, in a darkened theater, whether it's movie or theater. I mean, it's someone turning on a flashlight. And it's just really tacky and icky, and we don't like that.
Yeah. Marie says, people talking loudly on the cell phones in grocery stores, beauty salons, schools, etc. It's annoying and rude. Sometimes I see two people walking together, and they are both talking on the cell phones to someone else. What has,
yeah, exactly.
What has this new technology done to us? People are not talking in person to each other.
Yeah, and I've seen couples walking down the street holding hands, and they're each talking to somebody else on their cell phone. What does that mean about a relationship? Or even more irritatingly, of people with small babies. And, I mean, what we know from every study is that children, babies, do really well being talked to by their parent. Their parent is talking on the phone. I've seen it at the beach. I've seen it with people in strollers. I mean, we're gonna develop a whole generation of kids who can only speak on cell phones. I mean, can't carry on conversations face-to-face. No eye contact. Bah humbug.
Connie says, stuck car horns. Static on the radio. And
all right, wait a minute. Do you remember in the old days when everybody had a car alarm and they used to go off all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Those don't happen very much anymore.
Well, sometimes on where I live, sometimes a car alarm will go off in the middle of the night.
But do you hear them nearly as often as you used to?
Not quite as often.
I don't know why. I don't know whether the people don't have them anymore, that they have the, I don't know why, but it used to be all the time that you would hear them. Remember, there's one of the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies where there's a car alarm that goes off and he shoots the car, and everybody in the theater applauds? But you don't hear them nearly as much anymore. You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. I remember my sister had a car, her first car, actually, that she bought, and she was, I think she was like 17. And she had a car alarm in it. It came with an alarm system in it. And that was the most sensitive car alarm.
Well, maybe they've gotten less sensitive. Maybe that's part of it.
Cars would drive by and kind of, you know,
any vibration would set it off.
Vibration and boom, there it goes. Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah, I agree. But they don't seem to have gone off nearly as much as they used to.
Yeah. Just a couple more here before we go to break. Tom says, assuming gossip is true and passing it on. And Ella says, car radios that are so loud, I can feel it in my chest if we were on the same block.
All right, Charmers. Hopefully you've gotten it off your chest and you can rest easier. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.